it's a special service that we are providing to our to the operators, and that's like how you're building a special relationship with the operators. So if they come to me and ask me for a certain market, like can I push my product in this market, I will tell you, no, AskGamblers is not strong in that market, like maybe try it somewhere else, but I have this to offer for you, according to the type of the payments that you have, according to the type of the games that you have, because I have the knowledge what my players like.
This podcast is brought to you by Pragmatic Solutions, the leading iGaming PAM platform with a modular approach, including many benefits like a fast, secure, and scalable API-based platform integrated with all major third-party products and services. Make sure you head over to Pragmatic Solutions and join our smart thinking. This podcast is brought to you by Pragmatic Play, a leading game developer providing player favorites to the most successful brands across the industry. With an award-winning multi-product portfolio of slots, live casino, bingo, virtual sports, and more, Pragmatic Play is powering up new possibilities of play through one single API. Visit pragmaticplay.com and discover your favorite every time.
Diana, the general manager of maybe one of the most respected affiliates in the iGaming industry in the world today. Great to have you here, and good friend as well. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing, Pierre?
I'm fantastic, Diana, and it's great to have you here in Malta. You were really kind to fly over here to record this episode with me, and I'm very, very excited to sit down with you today, because I've been in the industry for a very, very long time, and AskGamblers has always been an integral and important part of the industry. And so I wanted to just first start this podcast by wishing you a happy birthday with AskGamblers, because I read that AskGamblers is now at the age where you can take advantage of your own bonus offers. You're 18 years old.
Yes, finally. Good detail. Good, yes. Well informed guy. Yes. Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for the congratulations. Yes. Just the other day, 4th of April, we turned our 18th birthday. We're big enough to start smoking as well.
Yes.
soon, the kid will soon leave the house, I guess. we are a big kid now. Yeah.
Awesome. So for the listeners that perhaps are not as familiar with the brand as we are, of course, Diana, can you give a little bit of an introduction to AskGamblers and why it is that the brand has become as successful as it has throughout the years?
Yes. So 18 years ago.
It's a long time ago. It was like a dark winter day.
Yeah. Yes. When AskGamblers was born. So 18 years ago. It all started in one small city in Serbia. It started as a startup, and then it grew. And at one point, Katina Media actually bought it. Through all of these 18 years, we've been, of course, growing, evolving, and we try to keep to build some kind of a identity in the industry, and to try to stick to it, you know, not to lose our vibe, or let's call it. Let's start with this one. If you're a player and then you go to AskGamblers.com, the first thing you'll see is "Get the truth, then play." So that's our slogan.
Get the truth, then play.
Yes. Like just it. The other day, I was talking to my colleague, like, who even, like, it's such a great slogan. Who even, yeah, you know, came up with this one? She was like, I'm here for 7 years and I have no idea. So, but it's a good one, you'll admit.
Yeah.
So then play part is an easy, right? You just go and play around. But get the truth is the part which, in everyday life, but especially in our business, in our industry, is a tricky one. And the truth is something that AskGamblers for 18 years already is circulating around and trying, you know, to provide to our players the proper information, the proper data, according to which they will decide where to spend their money, where to play.
Yes.
We do have certain features of us gamblers are allowing players to better understand what is actually a good casino, right? Not only a casino, we do have also special reviews for bonuses and game slots. But let's focus for now on casinos. So each casino on us gamblers side, and we have over 1,300 currently open casino reviews on our site, has their own review page with all the relevant information. When I say relevant information, I really mean it. Like, we have a whole team dedicated only to go, to the different sites, checking up the information, presenting themselves as players, writing messages to casinos, supports, and asking certain questions in order to see if terms and conditions of casinos are really on stage, and active when it comes to the players. Then again, if you're a player, you come to us gamblers. First of all, you beside our own review page, you will see a lot of player reviews. So your dear colleagues, players, are there leaving reviews for each casino out there, existing.
Right.
And there you can see, I guess, the real juice. There you can see the real truth about, like, oh, okay, this casino is having a great bonuses, but unfortunately, I'm coming from Austria and I was not able to deposit any, comments like those. Then positive and negative, of course. Then we have a complaint service. Complaint service is also something that was, I don't even know, like, for how long, how many years already, but it's a free service, and basically we are helping any complaint that you as a player have. You can come to us gamblers, of course, with certain proofs that something bad actually happened. We are approving the complaint, and you are entering the process where we as us gamblers, free of charge, are helping you to get your money back.
Wow.
For now, we just had our annual report, our annual customer success report, and for now, over 60 million euros through years we have returned to players.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a very, very astonishing number. And then all of that, like, we have casino reviews, we have players reviews, we have complaint service. And then on top of that, we were like, throughout the years, we were thinking, okay, but how we can help our players once they land on us gamblers, just for like, what can we use as a common, measurement, a measure, to under to help our under help our players understand, okay, use this one to straight away understand if this is a good or bad casino. So we created Us Gamblers Rank. Basically, it's a rating, it's a number, goes from 1 to 10, but it's a very complex one. And I know some of our competitors also have similar concepts, but the thing with Us Gamblers, we call it AG Rank. With AG Rank, the thing is that it's a very, very complex algorithm behind it, which basically summarizes, takes all the information around the casino. So, for example, number, type of license, number of payment methods, withdrawal times, anything that's out there, number of game providers that you have, whatever you can imagine, summarize it, then takes into the consideration also player review and the number of received complaints, and then gives you a number.
Wow.
So you can be the best on paper, you can be the best casino there and have a rank, for example, 8, but then if you received 10 complaints, your rank will go down. Even if you resolve them in some period of time, your rank will still take some time to go again up. So it's very, it's like, and of course it's comparable, like it compares to like to each other. All the casinos out there with the status open are comparing each other all the time. So, and I must say, like, I think this AG rank is probably one of our strongest tool. Why? Because if you, again, if you come to Ask Gamblers, you're coming for Ask Gamblers' opinion. If Ask Gamblers says to you, okay, this is casino with the highest rank on Ask Gamblers or with the rank 9.9, you will certainly say, okay, let me try it out. You know, yeah. You will not go with the one that is lower, and you will not. And this is giving us a certain advantage also when it comes, because now casinos need to be, operators need to be involved in resolvement of the complaints, in replying to player reviews, etc., because everything is affecting each other. You know, if you're already present on Ask Gamblers, for you it's very important to have a high rank. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense, because, I mean, otherwise you're sending a wrong message. So operators are the ones who are also trying to, you know, compete each other and like, no, I'm going to beat you. My players will be more satisfied. I'm going to have higher player review than you, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a very good. So a couple of these elements are, let's say, unique for Ask Gamblers. So of course, beside, we have a couple of other features, but I guess a couple of these are fundamental for Ask Gamblers to make it what it is today.
Yeah, it seems like you talk a lot about initiatives that are very integrity driven, and the impression that I have from browsing general affiliate sites is often you assume that the kind of top spot is paid, you know, and there isn't that much integrity there. The affiliates are trying to point you towards the operator that gives them the best offer and so on and so forth. But it seems like you are taking the opposite approach here and really are leading with a more integrity approach. Is that true? And like, why have you chosen that path?
Yeah. We do have the sold spots. I mean, it's not a secret. So, for example, top lists are recommended by experts. It's a list of 10 casinos separated per markets, and we are selling those spots. But in order to even be to get the chance as an operator to be offered that spot, your rank needs to be, for example, over 8.
Okay.
So even when it comes to the spots that we are selling, we are still having the certain rules that we need to follow.
Right.
How it makes, why we chose this approach? Well, long time ago, I mean, I guess it's 18 years old product, so I guess someone back then had a great idea about like, let's make something different, and then we decided to follow the approach throughout the years. And I must say, I mean, when it comes to Ask Gamblers, of course, I mean, it's a huge brand. I mean, and when I say brand, I mean brand, like emotion. It's something similar like what you have. If I hear Nextio, I will immediately, you know, I will have a certain emotion, you know, that I have in my head. Oh, Nextio, yeah, good, bad, right?
Yeah.
So same goes with Ask Gamblers. When someone says to you, we are definitely not the biggest affiliate site in the industry. There are two sites, bigger one.
All right. Let's see in a couple of years.
Yeah. Let's see. We're coming there. but I think we are maybe the most, let's say, influential, the most, I will not say the important one, but the most popular one.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to the like relationship with our partners that we have, it's not just like you come to me, I sell you the spots and then you leave. No, it's a service.
Mm-hmm.
Because for you as an operator, in order to resolve all the complaints that you're receiving, you need to talk to me.
Yeah.
And for example, I'm your account manager, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a special service that we are providing to the operators, and that's like how you're building a special relationship with the operators. So if they come to me and ask me for a certain market, like can I push my product in this market? I will tell you, no, Ask Gamblers is not strong in that market. Like maybe try it somewhere else. But I have this to offer for you according to the type of the payments that you have, according to the type of the games that you have, because I have the knowledge what my players like.
Yeah.
And it's in our, and I don't have too many spots to sell at the end of the day,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So it's in my interest to together with the operator to sit and decide like, is this really like worth for you, you know, trying, or maybe you should try it somewhere else. And usually it ends up with mutual interest, but I mean,
How many of the complaints that you get is like, the game is rigged?
the game is.
Rigged. You must get like many of these complaints must be
Usually
not that relevant, I would
yeah, the
imagine.
most of the complaints are around rank.
Okay.
So why my rank is lower? Because
Okay.
I'm the same casino as this other
Yeah.
casino,
All right.
and then
Okay.
you, I
Fair
mean, it's
enough.
never the same.
No, I
But
can
still,
imagine.
I mean, again, it's part of the job. Then you
Yeah.
have to go there and explain,
Yeah.
yes, but you have like 700 unresolved complaints, and this
Yeah.
casino doesn't have any. Yeah, but I'm gonna resolve this
Okay.
complaint. It's
Yeah,
not my
exactly.
fault.
They want to push it up.
I
But
mean,
that's why it's good that it's based on algorithm. So you are like, yeah, we can't
yeah,
change this anyway.
human, but
It's
it
yeah.
really, I cannot have any any affection on it.
Yeah.
Human hand can't affect
No.
any of it. So yeah, of course, from time to time we do have some updates of these of the algorithm itself. But I mean, it never basically changed the foundation. It
No.
remains as it is.
So, AskGamblers have been acquired a couple of times. In 2016, Catena Media did a good purchase and snapped up AskGamblers for 15 million euro. A couple of years later, in 2022, Catena Media decided to offload the European assets, and GiG did a fantastic acquisition.
Yes.
They snapped up AskGamblers for 45 million euros, so it was a good affair for Catena Media in the end as well. Can you talk about the process and the change of leadership from Catena to GIG? This happened recently now, right? So what were the main differences of like working with Catena, working with GiG, and being acquired, and how is that?
Definitely it's a different culture, and it's been, yes, as you said, what's that, 6 years that we spent with Katina, and it took us a while. Of course, I mean, it's like you're leaving one high school for another, you know, you're leaving your good
Yeah.
friends, and you know, you're hoping you will meet some cool new
Yeah.
kids in the new school. So, and actually it happened. We met some new cool kids, but for some time, yes, obviously you were thinking about like, yeah, and comparing kind of a, oh, but these things we were doing this way, not saying in a better or worse way, but like we were doing it differently. It took us a while. I mean, when I say a while, it took us like a quarter or so to get on the same page with Gig Media. What does it mean? Like, just to, I gave you like a quick overview what AskGamblers is, but just now imagine 18 years of developing a product, a monster of a site, right? And then I need to sit to you as a, I don't know, like developer or SEO content, whoever, and then explain to you that no, it can't be, at least with the current setup, it can't be done in that way. So it
Right.
took us a while to you know, for us to explain to them what the product is about, what's our secret spices
Yes.
a couple of them, and you know, to get on the same page, to align the plans and strategies, and to make sure that we as AskGamblers as a brand, and of course, I mean, people at the moment we have around 85 people working on in AskGamblers only on this product, and of course, I mean, we have our own ideas. We are motivated, you know, to see AskGamblers growing even more. And of course, we've been afraid that with the new structure, with the new company, a lot of things, you know, are gonna change and go like in a wrong direction for AskGamblers. AskGamblers will be destroyed and those kind of stories. No, it didn't happen. Obviously,
Destroy
yeah. Like I bought it for 45 million.
it.
Now I'm just gonna destroy it. No, it didn't happen. Obviously, I mean the numbers are showing. But at the end, when we, you know, when we ended up on the same page, when we aligned, where's the place where we want to be in some, like, in a year or so, when we made this new structure of the AskGamblers, it actually, you know, like the numbers are growing, everything is so easy, and I have the feeling that I mean, somehow I'm even sorry that we didn't do this earlier. That's my because obviously we would be growing earlier. It's a different culture again. Gig media is kind of a more, at least that's how I see it, more present, more the management I'm talking about, more present, more involved. More we received from them certain knowledge, and we basically filled in the gaps where we were lacking certain expertise, which ended up with good results at the end. But I think at the end it seemed like, although everyone was not skeptical, but you know, like interested to see what's gonna happen. Will us gamblers remain on the same road? So obviously, no, we didn't. We changed it, but in a good way.
Exactly. And since the change, you've seen what seems to be a surge in traffic on the site. Just looking at the Ahrefs, you can see it's almost like the traffic on Ahrefs is like 8x or something since the acquisition from a gig. Happened. And I think there was some controversy around this. So Gig and yourself made a statement that things are going really well and the traffic is surging, to which the old owner, Katena, kind of replied to that, saying that it's probably because of dabbling in like unregulated markets. And there was like a bit of a controversy around that question. Can you kind of reply to those comments from Katena, and also talk a little bit more about what is the reason for the success since the acquisition?
In some weird way, I can even understand the move that, especially if we look at all the events that followed after the statement was made. I can somehow understand why the statement went out, but I at the moment when it happened, it made me really sad. That's the only emotion that I had. I was very sad because those cool kids, my good friends from the previous high school, said something that didn't, make me, I don't know, happy. Especially considering that, like, we spent with them, we've been part of that culture for 6 years. I think we were a very good match. I thought we were a very good match. And even myself, I was one of the cultural ambassadors at Catena Media. And it felt sad that in a way, like now all of those people from AskGamblers who, after the acquisition happened, worked very, very hard to, keep the AskGamblers as it is, make it growing, put all the effort into, like new ways how to boost the profit and, get the new players, etc. Then someone comes to you and says like, oh, but it's not actually, I think they were cheating. So, I think it's not fair, but, to just like, no, we didn't, go into any, let's say shady things. And we even if I have to add, we even had to leave certain markets because of the new regulation is obviously popping up like shrooms in the woods on a monthly level, like, oh, what's new
Yes.
today? But okay, fair enough, the market is changing. So and even like if you are, what confuses me the most is the part that even if you are like this familiar with the product of AskGamblers, you would know, let's even like move the people out of the picture, that like hardworking people passionate about the things that they are doing in the way that they are doing for 18 years. Let's move them out of the picture. But the setup of the site as it is at the moment is not allowing us to do any non-compliant things,
All right.
because if I'm present, I've mentioned already complaints. If I'm showing you as on the market as an operator on the market where you are not allowed to be, you will receive complaints about it. It's gonna
Okay.
make me a mess. My support team will have issues around that, and I will not be able to resolve your complaints because I'm basically providing the false information, lying on the side that, for example, certain country is allowed for you and actually it's not, etc., etc. Because if you're a casino coming, sorry, a player coming from a restricted country, then casino can make certain, if they don't do KYC at the very beginning, then lay on the later stage, if you want to withdraw certain money, they can say to you, oh no, but actually you're coming from not allowed country, etc. So, and this is basically, I think this is like the second biggest reason for making actually account issues, account problems. Are the second biggest reason to make a complaint on us gamblers. Just the other day, two days ago, this annual complaint service report went live, and this is something that on a yearly basis we are collecting all the data information throughout the year with our complaint services team, and then in like every March, let's say April every year, we publish this report, and then we basically summarize everything to our players, but not only to our players, to casinos as well, to the industry. And from that report, you can find information like what's the top reason to make a complaint. What are the players complaining the most about? Which is casino who's receiving the most complaints? Which casino is resolving complaints in the fastest manner?
All right.
We just throughout the last year, we returned to our players over $9 million. Throughout
Wow.
the years, over $60 million have been returned, and I think it's something that none of the affiliates in the industry is this strong spice. None of the other affiliates is having. I think it was like the average. I mean, these stats. Actually, we can pin a link in this like
Yeah, in the description, eh?
yeah
Yep.
in description, so everyone can see, go through the report, because there's actually
That's
a
really
lot of
interesting.
very very interesting like some summary of everything that you want to know about the industry. And of course, I mean, we can even go through it, and any feedback that anyone has on it, like what's the other interesting information that we might possibly get out of it, because again, we are owners of the huge amount of the information and data around the players and casinos, and we can organize these kind of yearly, annual, whatever, monthly, quarterly reports, and just show to the world the truth on different aspects.
The truth and then play.
Yeah.
I like it. So still, Diana, going back to kind of the traffic surge, what would be kind of again the reason for the actual surge in traffic? Is that come does that come from kind of institutional knowledge from GIG that's kind of changed SEO strategies or things like that, or what is the reason that you have increased so aggressively in the last year?
Well, yes, we've been rewarded by Google for the certain things that we did in the past. AskGamblers is structured in a way that we did have certain site optimizations, and that was also rewarded by Google. Gig brought certain SEO strategies to AskGamblers. Not in a way that we haven't been working on these in the past, but I mean, they helped us with the certain tools to, stay up with the trends and to figure out like how to position ourselves, because we already had it all. Again, the information that and everything, we just now restructured things in a way so it's actually rewarded. We according to the they gave us again what I already said, like we had certain gaps obviously, inside of where we've been missing knowledge, expertise, and we received that by with the acquisition of Gig Media. We received their full support on every further brand development, and obviously, so far it's bringing results. So no major changes still haven't been made when it comes to the adding new features. We are working, we are cooking some new stuff in the kitchen. No major things happened so far, and I strongly believe that the increase will be just higher in the coming months and years. But let's focus on the months for now. So yeah, I would say like different view on the product itself brought us like and the certain improvements of the certain areas of the site brought us like this higher traffic, and then of course with the higher traffic, the higher all the other parameters just went up.
Brilliant, Elena. So just taking a step back, I'm also curious to know if we look at the affiliate landscape from helicopter view, for as long as you've been in the affiliate world, how has affiliation changed from back then to now? Like, how do you succeed then? How
Changed
do
a
you succeed now?
lot. Yeah, it changed a lot. But it changed a lot. Like I'm in the industry for 6 years, and I joined AskGamblers over 6 years ago as an account manager. So from the very first moment I was there up there in the market talking to the operators, and it changed a lot in a way that I have the feeling that the competition is getting throughout the years. Competition is getting very more serious. People are putting the ladder higher, and with the bigger competition, of course, I mean you need to work on yourself and improving yourself. Market regulations, like as mentioned, I mean constant changes, constant. It's not only about the restrictions. It's not only about like the easiest ways. If someone tells you, okay, this is forbidden from now on, you can't be present in this market anymore. You just okay, go back into the back end and click okay, switch off this country, or region. The tricky part is if you have to like certain restrictions, and then you have to adapt your site and your product to the needs of this market. And then players are complaining about it, like it's your fault. It's not my fault, But yeah, but like a month ago, you were letting me do that, or it's not my fault. And then, of course, operators are also complaining. But I want my, I don't know, like position in that country. No, I can't ride it. So yeah, certain like it's the way like the whole affiliation in the industry. I guess it's getting more complicated. Of course, I mean. With AI and everything
Yeah,
else,
that's another thing as well
that
with
yeah,
everything
AI, I
content.
think that's making huge changes. I mean, in our cases with the big brands, I don't think it's actually, maybe it's helping us, with some, if I want to, I don't know, like summarize what we've been talking about, I would probably, just put it in ChatGPT and, okay, summarize this. And, give me like quick ideas about the next special promotions we should have. Like, ask those like questions, and then, AI gives you like certain couple of ideas, and then you decide, okay, this might be interesting guy. Let me work with my team on this one. So in that sense, for example, I think it's useful, and in that sense, we are also using AI, at least for the moment. But when it comes to the, I think it's not helping anyone with the like. We have affiliates who are writing the whole reviews with the help of AI, and actually with the new Google updates. It's not been rewarded at all. In case that Google recognizes that it's an AI content, it's been penalized. And that's also the good example where AskGamblers, had an increase in traffic and in rank overall because throughout the years. So imagine all of these review pages has been more or less written in a similar way for, let's say, last 10 years. If you're a Google, you come and see, oh, okay, so it's the same concept. I can tell you can see our writer is there for 8 years writing, in the similar way, comparing casinos. You can feel it's a human being, you can feel. So it's something that AI, at least for now, can't offer. I'm not sure how that will be used in the future in our industry, in the affiliation. But I think only the big brands are have if we focus on AI, only the big brands will have a chance of surviving. Because otherwise, I mean, if you are using AI, if we are both of us are small brands and we are just starting affiliation and you are using AI and I am using AI,
What's the difference?
what's the difference? What's the product about?
We always talk about, we've also thought a lot about this in terms of online content production, that because of ChatGPT and other large language models, it basically paves the way for infinite content on the internet, because you can take any article that already exists and rewrite it, and it can be published to another thousands of different sites,
Sites.
right? So how do you survive as a content provider in the internet in an age of infinite content? And what I think is going to happen is, previously there used to be kind of like tier one affiliates, tier two affiliates, and tier three affiliates. And let's say that tier three would be, the cheapest of the cheapest, kind of way to do affiliation or to publish news, like in our case. Just take an article, rewrite it, and publish it as yours, basically. And then tier two would be affiliates or news providers that are kind of making a little bit of an effort, but they don't really have that kind of senior content team or whatnot, but they are doing their best kind of thing. And then the tier ones is like the Bloombergs or the AskGamblers, and in our industry there would be a couple of tier one news publishers that are like, they have a really serious editorial team. They go on the phone, they call people, they try to chase news, they try to come up with original content. So that's the kind of how it worked before. And now with the advent of ChatGPT, all of a sudden it's really easy to write content that looks good enough, so that you can kind of get away with it. So that means that all the tier three news publishers, affiliates, they can easily become tier two, because you don't need to be a great journalist to write a content piece, and you can find a lot of content that you can repurpose and quickly publish. However, it's not, at least not now, as you say as well, it's you're not there yet where you can use AI to become a tier one publisher, because in order to be a tier one, you need to jump on the phone, you need to do your research, and you need to write original content. So today the AI can just repurpose existing content. So what I think is going to happen is some of the tier ones are going to get lazy, and they will become tier two. Because they will realize that, oh, we can use AI to produce more content,
Speed
and
up the
the
process.
first month, oh, the traffic is increasing, we produce more content, and the second month, third month, but then that's going to be at the expense of your integrity, so you will have a world of like many tier twos and very few tier ones. But at the end of the day, like when I read the news, I will trust Bloomberg. I will trust the really respected brands, or like AskGamblers in the affiliation world, or we are trying to be that authority brand on the news side of things, that like when you go to next.io, you know that our content is research, you know our content is original, and there's a trust that comes with that with your brand that I think is going to be really important moving forward. In a world of infinite content, it's like the most respected brand wins, you know.
I couldn't agree more. We For on AskGamblers, we at the moment we have over 500,000 registered players. It's a
Wow.
Great number. Good number. Good number.
Yes.
Not bad number.
I can't even count to 500,000.
So and they're not coming to AskGamblers to grab a bonus. There are no, I mean, of a certain percentage of them, yes, they're for sure bonus abusers. But in general, those players are coming for the certain content, to read the news, to see what are the trends, to compare the different casino reviews, to make a review, to make a complaint, etc. So it's a community. It's not a place, it's not a one-page site when you just like which pops up to you and it's kind of a top list with 10 top casinos in the certain country and you just go click, oh, no deposit bonus. Click. claim, and that's it. And you never come back again. With us gamblers, players are constantly coming back because we are constantly providing something new. I'm not saying it's the only right way to do the things, but I strongly believe that that's the good thing with us gamblers. And that's the only way, not only in affiliation, but in general, if you want to build something, especially in this crazy, as you said, infinite content that we have, we are surrounded with news, with brands, with like you have we have like fear of missing out, everything, like give me more, give me more, give me more. Who will survive at the end? Only the okay brands with the emotion, but only the true products. Only
Yes.
if you have something, a foundation that is bringing an extra value, it doesn't have to be us gamblers, but it is. It's bringing an extra value to the market, to you as a customer. That's something I truly believe that that's the only way how you can do. Of course, I mean, you can have an easy money, if you figure out, okay, I can do this page and it will, bring me. I'm saying in a way, if you're starting your own, for example, affiliate site or something like that, of course you can, you don't need player reviews in order to make a couple of thousands. But in order, to have like this continuous process of, someone coming back to you, your customer is coming back to you to get more, then you need to constantly figure out like what are the new things that I need to offer to them.
Exactly.
Beside the AI, what's the other thing that I think it's very important, and I think people are not paying enough, people, I mean, like the industry itself is not still paying enough attention on it. Like, who are our future customers? Because I believe me and we are the similar age, so we are probably the last generation remembering the time before internet and cell phones. So these new kids, they're born with their phones in their hands, and they don't even know how to function without it. So I think we need to focus more on their behavior. Like, who are they walking in the groups? Are they talking to each other? Are they individuals? Are they like, do they need this spike of cortisol or whatever? It's that's something that needs to be, I think, look into more, because that's we need we have we know the cert the current market. We know, well, let's okay put on aside the regulations, market regulations that are constantly happening, but we know the current customer. We need to think about like who is our future customer and what's that we need to offer to him, what kind of a product to make him interested to stay with us.
Because I think it's such a great point, Diana, and we assume as the industry that we will lead the future of the industry as well,
Yes.
and things are going to stay as they are. But if we go back to, say, the late 90s, the land-based casino world, you would assume that they would have been the guys who led us into the online gambling industry. But actually, the land-based casinos were left behind in the 2000s, and it was a new generation that of entrepreneurs that started the successful online gambling casinos. And so similarly, now a new generation of kids on the internet or kids that are grown up with the blockchain or crypto and so on,
It's
they are used to navigating the internet in a very different way than what we are used to. The question is if there's going to be a new generation of entrepreneurs again that kind of leads the next push of the industry, let's say. That kind of leads me into a bit of a next question, which is, you are a traditional affiliate, kind of, yes, you are doing a lot of work on the community front and you work with high integrity and you keep the players really close to you. So it's not a standard SEO affiliate, but obviously you are browser based, let's say, that people
Yeah,
enter your browser,
you
find a
said it
bonus
right.
offer and move on. How do you see the future of kind of SEO affiliation? Some people think that, okay, now is streaming is the next big thing, or casino popping up on Telegram or outside a browser and so on. How do you think about the future?
I personally, I found streamers very, very interesting, and I met some of them, and okay, on a side that I had very good time with them because they're always very funny. But I think that way, like video is, I see it as a future, like compared to the I'm reading. Although I can, I guess I can share this information. All the video reviews that we created on casinos didn't bring. Okay, they were not streamed in a way like streamers are doing it. They were pre-recorded, created, you know, and it was literally like a video review of a certain casino. Like you have this, if you click here, da, da, da. No big things we got. It was done like 3 years ago. No big things we got out of it. But I still, although I like streamers, I still don't think it's there's too many casinos out there, and there's too many players out there to have a one person to constantly. I mean, it's a different setup. I found streamers more as a like commercial advertising, you know, kind of a stuff instead of a reviewing stuff. At least that's my opinion, you know, because it needs to be cool, and it needs to, you know, something that happens all the time. Look at these bonuses, look at these overs, I'm getting rich, you'll be rich as me as well. No, yeah, just do the things I'm doing, da, da, da. There are some tips and tricks, and I love that part also with the streamers. And again, I like them, so I'm not against them. It's just like it's like a different business.
It's
It's
very
not the
different.
same. It's not the same business model. On the other side, we have like SEO sites. Again, what I'll try not to repeat myself, but like if we can't compare the SEO one page SEO site and like Casino Guru. You know, it's not the same. It's not even relevant, you know, to compare them, because or RazGamblers or Casino.org. So it's again, it's a different, like it's a different niche, and not the same player, not the same type of the player is attracted to the streamer, to the let's say traditional affiliates or to the one page affiliate site. Telegram groups, on the other side, we had very, very bad experiences, a lot of scammers. I mean, again, to raise awareness, please be aware. There's like 77 Dianas out there offering you to get listed at AskGamblers. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. They're copying my LinkedIn.
You
They're
have a face you
copying.
can trust, Dijana. That's the problem.
Yo,
It's a blessing and a curse, you
it's
know.
weird. And I mean, unfortunately, some of the partners have been paying in
Oh, really?
crypto certain spots, and I mean like so trust only to the, you know, certified accounts and everything. So yes, we pulled back from Telegram. We had our group there, and I mean, people were really like selling everything on that channel. It was very weird. So I mean, yes, maybe there is a certain, you know, target group of people that can be reached out there, but I'm afraid we as a brand, we didn't find a way how to reach the right people, obviously only the wrong ones, the scammers. But again, so we have a couple of different these, you know, niches, and you need to decide like who do you want to be as a business owner, as a business. Like do I want to like make a big wide story and, you know, cover worldwide, or I want to focus only on in one country, or I want to go you know, chase the kids in the block, new kids in the block, or I want to, you know, talk to the older people, or depends on your target group. I don't think that still we for sure we have a couple of next year where SEO will keep on working and bringing enough money to the affiliates.
SEO is not dead.
SEO is not
Okay.
bad. My head of SEO will be very proud of me.
For example. Lives to see another day.
Yeah.
How important is the community aspect for our Scamblers? Because you talk a lot about supporting the players, and there is a forum and so on. And how
Very.
important is it for the players to have a space to communicate with each other as well?
I think it's super important. On a side, I think I haven't mentioned that we have, AskGamblers has a forum. I don't even know like what's the number of registered. I have no idea. Probably, I mean, higher than the on the site. And it's a very active forum. And what we've just been talking, like there are still some people. It's something, I mean, similar to Reddit, let's say. It's there are some people still, using forum. For me, I'm out of that, story. But and it's a very big community, and you would be very, very surprised how much information they're sharing with each other, like on a daily basis. Like this happened to me. Oh, go make a complaint. I resolved my complaint like this. Use this bonus, but don't use it in this country with this. Blah, blah, blah. So, very community on AskGamblers is very, very important in every aspect of our product. Even when it comes to the AskGamblers Awards. AskGamblers Awards is an event that we organized. This will be the 7th year in a row that we have it. The event itself, it's happening in Belgrade for the city of AskGamblers. And for this event, we are through the two phases, nomination phase and voting phase, we are getting to the list of the finalists in several groups. Best casinos, new best casino, etc. Best game provider, best new slot, etc. So within these categories, we see who are we see. I mean, we've received the nominations of the players. We make the list of the finalists, and those finalists are coming to Belgrade for one very, very nice event where we celebrate as gamblers and, of course, I mean, see who is the best casino, who are the best in their categories for the last year. And even in this part, at the moment, it's the phase, let's call it phase, stage of nomination is active, and players are the one who are nominating their favorite casinos, slots, or game providers. So it's not us deciding. We are giving you a chance. Nominate your casino, your favorite brand. And then, according to the number of nominations, we are making the list of finalists, etc. So it's in every aspect. We are very often, we ask our players on forum or on chats, what do you want to see on AskGamblers? What's the next step for AskGamblers? Because it's a community. If I'm adding things to my product and no one will use them, what's the purpose, right? It's better for me if I already have my community to ask them. It's a growing community. That's also a very good thing. I mean, that's at the end how we are ending up with the growth in all results. But if I don't ask my own community, then I guess I'm missing the point, right? Who am I working for? I mean, like no one will care.
No, as you said, it's a big celebration in Belgrade. I got to experience it last year, and you guys definitely know how to throw a party, I must say. So I'm looking forward to coming back in June again.
We'll be better this year, if it's possible.
Exactly. So Diana, what's your focus currently with those gamblers? Are you working on any interesting projects? What's keeping you busy right now?
Well, at the moment, okay, AG Awards, AskGamblers Awards, I mean, but it's a one-time event, I mean, yearly event, so let's say, but like everyone is busy around it. What's the focus? Well, for some time already, we are thinking about, with everything what I already said about AskGamblers, like how we can come to the point where we are basically offering our services, so these trustworthy and everything that we have to offer, how we can wider this group, and offer it to even wider range of customers, players, people. So we decided the next step will be sport. We are entering sport. We are new there. We'll see how it
Oh,
will goes.
yeah.
Soon we will go live mid of May. We are very excited to see what's gonna happen. It's gonna be from what we saw so far, there's no affiliate in the industry, which sport affiliate in the industry who structured their review pages in the way how we structured. They will be very similar to the casino review pages, but so with the similar type of a data fields and etc. Of course, even now we are offering to all of our players they can complain about sports as well, in case we have those casinos listed on our site. But adding sport to us gamblers, I think, will bring even more assistance to the players when it comes to the sports complaints. Overall traffic, of course, I mean, we expect to see the increase because with this targeting of a wider range of players, I think we will be able to bring our value, at least what our player thinks is the value, to even more people. Some other, of course, things that are cooking, but I mean, more or less everything is the focus now is on how to spread us gamblers the most that we can through the community or through the adding new things to the site, new features, etc., etc.
Amazing. And if you look into the crystal ball, so now you are launching the sports affiliation, but if you were to make some predictions on where us gamblers will be in 3 years' time, I try to always end with this
Sky
kind
is
of
the
question,
limit.
like, but where do you think the organization will be in 3 years' time?
Well, the organization is growing, obviously. It's very important now that we don't, stop to stay humble, to keep on working and, making our product even better. Keep on adding new stuff, adapt and survive. Because in this jungle of an industry that we are living, I think it's not easy to survive. Okay, yes, we are a big brand, so it's not easy to die, but it's not like not growing further for us would mean death.
Yeah, that's a
So if I look into the crystal ball, I would say I see us as at least doubling everything that we already done when it comes to the numbers, and continue working on the things that we worked in the way that we worked so far, and of course, like removing from the throne those two or three competitors of us that we.
I
No
like
kidding,
that.
healthy competition is always good. So
For sure, for sure.
yeah, that's the reason why we are, growing and evolving,
Yeah,
so
exactly.
it's fine. It's fine.
Awesome. And also, we are really proud as Next to partner with AskGamblers as well. We've been, you and me, we've gotten to know each other over some time, and we've always had conversations here and there. How can we work together? What can we do? And because we recognize AskGamblers is, one of the most respected names out there, and being affiliated with you guys, it lifts our brand, and
Likewise.
these are the type of brands that we want to be working with. So we also really excited and proud to do more stuff together as we go forward. We are really excited to host you at Next Valletta in a couple of weeks. We are organizing an event there together, and then
Yes.
we are coming over to the Ask Gamblers event, obviously document that and do as much as we can together in
Yes,
the coming
yes.
year and
Looking
years.
forward. Looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I already said it all, but there's no a lot of brands in the industry which are unique as you are, I mean, from the like for a long time already, as you said, we've been talking about it, but I think we have a similar vibe, and I think we really can do some great stuff together.
Onwards and upwards, Dijana. I like it. So yeah, Dijana, thank you so much for flying all the way over from Belgrade to come over
It was a
and
pleasure.
straight into the podcast studio. It's absolutely a pleasure to see you, and I'm looking forward to continue on this.
Thank you. It was a
Okay.
pleasure, really.
Awesome.
Thank you.